Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoids, Shir number 66 in Ois Aleph, a new topic of Achilo and Shtia, eating and drinking. Before we do so, I would like to encourage everyone who is listening to the Shurim to earn some Zechuyos. Take the WhatsApp link that I put on the group and share it with your family, with your friends, put it on your WhatsApp status. And get more people. If you're enjoying this, which I, on Shavuos, met a husband of one of the listeners, says to me, my wife's really enjoying the show. I said, I have no idea your wife's in the group. I don't know. Very nice. Okay. Very good. I'm happy to hear she's enjoying it. So the man next to him says, well, you know my wife is enjoying this year already because she told you and I told you. So very good. Baruch Hashem. So now that we know you're enjoying this year, share the wealth. If you have some good news, share with other people. Okay. That's an introduction to the introduction. Before we turn to the words of the Pele Yoids, I want to share with you a thought that I've had for many years on achila, on eating. The Pele Yoids is going to tell us about different categories of achila. Mitzvah, when it's a mitzvah to eat, a heter, when you're permitted to eat, and iser, when you're forbidden to eat. If I have to ask you a question, and the question is, it's rhetorical because the record is going, right? The question is, what was the first act of Isser? Action of Isser that was done? So people, sometimes they say Lashon Hara. So Lashon Hara was, well, that's correct. But that wasn't, as we call it, an action in the world of halacha, of, for example, how a person speaks Lashon Hara, there's no malchus, because there's no action on that. The dibur itself is not called the action. So then we left with the same question. What was the action? And everybody's shaking their head. Well, we all know. It was the achila. The first action of Isser that was done in this world was eating from the Eitz Hadas. Was eating when we were not permitted to eat. When I say we, because all of our neshamas were there as well. Explains the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. We were all there. It's not, oh, Hakam Odom made the Aveira, and I have to work hard. I once heard, I had the conversation with somebody. He says, he eats, and I got to work hard? How do you like that one? I said, whoa. You were there also. We were all there. All neshamas made the mistake. We all made the mistake. But we're not getting to that now. So we see over here, we're coming now when we eat properly. And besides for talking, food is accessible, especially in this generation, everywhere, all times. Achila is so important when a person eats properly. He's here now, he's being misaking, he can fix that chait of the original, of the first chait that was ever done. That's step number one. Step number two. Let's begin with the words of the Pele Yoids. Chila, eating, ushtia, and drinking. Yesh bahem shloisha sugim. There are three categories. There's mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat. When is there a mitzvah to eat? Let's say, give you an example. You have Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa. What a great religion. Mitzvah d'oraisa. You fulfill a mitzvah, just like when you have a mitzvah to fast on the next day, on Yom Kippur, you fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa by eating. That's one example. The heter, and then there's also when you're permitted to eat. You're permitted also. It's not a mitzvah, it's not forbidden. You're allowed to. And then there are times when it's mamash also to eat. Whether it's a tainus, whether the food is also. The yesh biyad adam lasa is called su'udoyusov, su'udoyus mitzvah. Bitztaref eilu atnoim hanemorim be'emes, mipi seifrim ashe mipiyam anuchayim. Says the Pele Yoids, what should we try to do? We should try to make all of our achila, all of our sudos, in the category of mitzvah. Now you might be thinking, okay, well, another category of mitzvah is Sudas mitzvah. Someone makes a siyum. Now there were stories of great tzaddikim, they would only eat by Sudas mitzvah. So they were always chazer, mesechtos, and they make a siyum, and then they would eat. We're not saying that you have to make a siyum on the mesechta, and then you'll eat your food. Achilas mitzvah k'dei sheyuchal la'avod es b'yirei. Let's begin a little touch on this first topic here. Rishoyno tzorich l'chavim b'achilosoi shiya bari v'chozak la'avodes hakel yizbara shemoi. If a person is not healthy, he can't do mitzvahs. It's as simple as that. That's why it's a mitzvah to take care of ourselves physically. And when a person eats, he should try to think to himself, Tzarich lichavin ba'achilosoy. Have this mindset. Train ourselves. When you're coming to eat, I want to have strength. I want to drink. You know, we should be drinking water. 8 ounces of water a day, minimum, right? That's what the doctors say.
Eight glasses
of water, right? Okay? More than that, you want to say. Okay. Well, again, the details after recording. Okay? Speak to your local doctor or non-local doctor, whatever you want. Drink. That drinking, you know, sometimes people, they pass out. There was a person who was learning not too long ago. I was on my way to Davin Maariv, and I'm passing by an ambulance with the sirens on. Davin Maariv, after I Davin Maariv, I hear this certain person was taken to the hospital. Find that afterwards, he passed out. He was dehydrated. He was dehydrated. Sometimes, especially people drink coffee. And the caffeine does not count for that, right? The person was dehydrated. And someone said, he was watching, he was standing, and he just hit the floor. And Baruch Hashem, it wasn't with his head on the hard ground. So a person should be drinking and taking care of himself. Why? So I can be healthy to serve Hashem. This is step number one. And you know who talks about this topic a lot? On his recordings, because he's not here in this world anymore, Rav Avigdor Milodetzel. He would say, you know, when a person, when he wakes up in the morning, he's like dehydrated. He needs to replenish himself. So you drink water. In the morning, you drink some water. A lot of the physical problems we have sometimes can be dealt with by very simple solutions. I know somebody who had a kidney stone problem. The doctor says to him, drink water. Could you imagine that? A kidney stone feels like a person is dying. That's what they say. It feels like a person is dying. Okay? It's very painful. And by the way, that person was me. The doctor told me. Okay? After I had my kidney stone. And he said to me, drink more water. I'm thinking, yeah, I got to do this, do that, do this, do that. That's how I know that person. Firsthand.
Rishoyna tzarich l'chavim b'achilosoi, shia bari v'chozok, l'avoidas hakel yizborach shemoi.